Hi, this is Kara Gavin, your digital editor for nursingcenter.com. This is an excerpt of an interview I did with Dr. Jeff Doucette, the Vice President of Patient Care Services and Chief Nursing Officer at Bon Secours Mary Immaculate Hospital in Newport News, Virginia. Listen for the whole interview.
Hello.
Hi, Jeff. This is Kara from Nursing Center.
Hey. How are you?
Good. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well.
Great. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. I know that you have a busy schedule, but it's so great to talk to someone who helps manage one of the journals and who's a chairperson for one of the upcoming conferences.
Well, I'm delighted to help you, so thank you for the time and the interest.
So the first one would be, you know, what made you choose nursing as a career?
So it's interesting for me. I always wanted to be a physician, actually, and so I started working in an emergency department when I was 14 years old, and when I started volunteering in the hospital, I realized that the people who were doing all the work with patients and spending all their time with patients were nurses, not physicians, and I had never really thought about nursing as a career until I started volunteering in the hospital, and I just absolutely fell in love with it. And from that time on, there was just nothing else I wanted to do.
Now, what's your favorite aspect of being a nurse?
You know, every job I've had in nursing, I've loved. And I have been able to do all kinds of different things that I never thought I would really be able to do. So, you know, I was an ER nurse, a trauma ICU nurse, a flight nurse. I've been an administrator,
wow,
a manager, a leader. I mean, so it's you know, I've been able to do a little bit of everything as a nurse. And so I think that for me, it's the variety of the different roles I've been able to play and the ability to really impact people's lives at multiple different levels, from the bedside to the boardroom and everything in between.
Now, what's your least favorite aspect?
You know, there really isn't anything about it that I don't really like. I would say one of the biggest frustrations for me is we seem to cycle through the same problems about every 10 years. So, you know, I feel like there is a little bit of Groundhog Day when it comes to, you know, issues around availability of experienced nurses and turnover issues and kind of supply and demand. And, you know, so I find that piece, you know, somewhat frustrating in terms of my leadership role. We seem to get our arms around a problem and then the problems just kind of come back in a little bit different format in different ways, you know, in this kind of very cyclical fashion.
When you, because you said it in terms of your leadership role, so you're dealing with kind of the same problem and 10 years down the road, it kind of creeps up again. Do you try and modify what you originally recommended to fix the problem? And do you see that it fixes it at all the next 10 years around? Is it a little bit less or no?
Yeah, so I think happens is that, you know, because the dynamics of the situation change based on, you know, what's going on in the industry, you know, what's going on nationally, locally, you know, there's just so many different aspects to how these problems play out. So, you know, the fun part about it is that you're able to use the experience from looking at the issue, you know, 5, 10 years ago and, you know, taking the different variables and putting those things in place to kind of even more creatively solve the problem now than you did, you know, before. And just look at the, you know, availability of experienced nurses as a great example. I mean, that problem is very cyclical. I mean, we'll go from having too many, you know, nurses available to not enough nurses and a shortage and things like that. And, you know, every time we look at this problem, we look at it from a different lens, but using the experience of how we've done it before. So for me, that's kind of the excitement that exists in the problem-solving aspect of what I do.
I interviewed someone for a previous Nurse on the Move who discussed lean practices.
Of course.
And
yep.
I saw that one of your speech topics on your website is it's time to do less with less, getting lean in healthcare. So do you want to elaborate on lean?
Lean is a great methodology for performance improvement, and I think it resonates well in nursing and healthcare because, you know, the primary focus of lean work is on reducing and eliminating waste. And if there's one thing that any nurse could tell you, it's what we do every day that wastes time, wastes money, wastes resources. And so what I have found over my career in the various organizations that I've worked that have implemented Lean as a methodology for performance improvement is that there's a significant amount of engagement from frontline staff that tends to not be as high in other methods of performance improvement. I like it because it's very easy to understand, it's relatively easy to implement, and it really can involve all levels of folks who touch the work, up to and including the patient and their family. And it's not a very long, drawn-out, complicated process. I mean, you can make any process, I guess, long, drawn-out, and complicated. But for the most part, it is, you know, just a very user-friendly, staff-friendly, meaningful way to improve processes and reduce waste.
Now, we move on to, I know that you are focused on developing future nurse leaders. I'd like to know what your definition is for what a nurse leader is.
So for me, I think a nurse leader is any nurse who is willing to step up to the plate and do the right thing when no one is looking. I mean that in the most broad sense. So where we get hung up is people get confused by what's a nurse leader and what's a nurse manager.
Right.
And so there are lots of people in management positions who don't have great leadership skills, but we have tons of people who are not in management position who have great leadership skills.
Mm-hmm.
So they're leading from the bedside in organizations, you know, they're involved in shared governance, they're holding their peers accountable for the latest in evidence-based practice. They're not afraid to step up forward when there are things going on that are not in the best interest of the patient and the unit. And those are the kind of leaders that we need to move patient care forward and to move nursing forward. In the same you know, line, we need great nursing leaders in management positions who are sitting in with board members and sitting across from the CEO and making critical decisions that affect the practice environment in which nurses work.
Right.
You know, and I think the most important and some of the toughest positions that we have in management are really those mid-level frontline nursing leaders who are really making the work happen in organizations all over the country. And so, to me, there's multiple different levels of leadership in terms of nursing, but at the very basic for me, it's about nurses willing to do the right thing and make decisions that affect the outcomes of their patients and do that in a way that is very ethical and grounded in evidence-based practice.
Now, we're going to get into a little bit about Nursing Management Congress, and I just want to know, why is it a valuable conference for people to attend?
Well, so Nursing Management Congress is really very unique in terms of we focus on nurse leaders at all levels. So there are other nursing leadership conferences that people can choose from, but they tend to be very focused at the executive level and very specific levels of nurse leaders. We try to cross the gamut from the very new frontline night shift charge nurse to the chief nurse executive and kind of everybody in between. And what we find is that our speakers are thought leaders in nursing leadership, and we get excellent feedback from our attendees about the high quality of speakers at our meeting compared to other conferences that they might attend throughout the year. So we try to differentiate ourselves by having high quality, high level professional presenters sharing the latest information to help leaders develop regardless of what their level is in the organization. The other aspect of what we do that I think is very unique is just provide a very, you know, just a great opportunity for nurse leaders to network with one another and to learn from each other. So, and what attendees will see in our upcoming meeting is that we're really going to work on improving and adding to the networking opportunities in multiple different ways.
Now, at your 2014 conference, you had a speech topic, say, when good teams go bad, putting the fun
right.
in dysfunction. You have these very
right.
catchy speaking titles. What is the most challenging aspect about managing a dysfunctional team, and how do you combat it?
So I think, you know, one of the biggest challenges to overcome in teams that are not working well together is a lack of trust. And so as a leader, if you don't have trust among your team members and with your team as their leader, you're not going to accomplish anything no matter how hard you try.
Right.
And so what I always tell leaders is that that is one of the very first things to assess. If you have trust issues on a team, you're going to see a lot of conflict that is unhealthy conflict, like people fighting with each other.
Right.
You know, great teams that trust each other are not afraid to go toe-to-toe behind closed doors because they know and trust that when they get outside the meeting room, everyone's going to be on the same page and have their back. Dysfunctional teams don't have that. They fight and carry on, and then they take it outside, you know, to the playground, as it were. And there's meetings after the meetings, there's meetings before the meetings, and there's lots of destructive communication that occurs outside of the meeting, and many times nothing's even said within the meeting. Those are the kind of things, I think, the biggest opportunity when a team is not working well together is to figure out where is the current level of trust and what needs to be done in order to enhance that level of trust. Because if you don't have that as the foundation, no matter what you're trying to accomplish, it is not going to be as effective as being part of a team that really trusts each other.
Now, you said for Nursing Management Congress in fall 2015, you already said that you wanted to improve nurse leaders being able to network with each other. Is there anything else we can look forward to?
One of the feedback pieces that we've gotten from our attendees is that they want to see new and innovative keynote speakers. And so we have a great slate of people that we have invited to be keynote speakers for this year's conference for all of our big general sessions. And then we've really tried to take the feedback from the attendees and incorporate all of that into changes into the program. So what people are going to see is a fresh program. They're going to see lots of new names, lots of great topics of interest to our attendees, and we're going to add some additional focus on the ambulatory care environment with this year's Congress. We'll even have a pre-conference that's geared just to ambulatory managers this year.
All right. What is the most vital thing a nurse can do to improve their career, in your opinion?
I think that the number one thing that a nurse can do is guard their integrity as if it is their most prized possession. I think nurses who are relatively new to nursing do not understand until much later in their career how very small the healthcare community is and how even smaller the nursing community is. And so no matter where you work or what you do, particularly as connected as we are with social media and internet and all those types of things, if you lack integrity, that is something that will follow you all over your career and can be very career limiting for people. So I think the number one thing that you can do from day one is, again, to guard your integrity as if it's your most prized possession.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that and always try to do the right thing, you'll have a great long career no matter what you're trying to do.
Right. That makes sense. That makes sense for people in all sorts of careers.
Right.
Now, my final question for you is, which what I ask everyone, what do you see for the future of nursing?
I think that, you know, that is a really tough question to answer because there's so much uncertainty about what's going on. But I think what I see happening more so than any other time in my career is that nursing has the opportunity to really lead all of this work around accountable care and healthcare reform. You know, there's nobody in the equation who understands the patient experience better than the nurse. And nursing is being called upon and will be required to really lead care across the continuum. So it won't be that, you know, I'm just an acute care nurse or I'm just a long-term care nurse or just an ambulatory care nurse. It's that a nurse is going to have to be the person who helps guide and coordinate care among all of those entities throughout the patient's healthcare experience. So I really see us in a great place to really lead this moving forward. And now whether or not we as a profession take the opportunity that is in front of us and make something of it is yet to be determined. But I think that every nurse needs to be involved in learning more about where our healthcare system is headed and having a voice in terms of how we can all work together to improve the healthcare experience.
Okay. That's great. Now, I don't have any more questions for you. Do you have anything that you'd like to add, or do you feel good?
I don't think so. We've really crossed the gamut here.
I try to, you know, ask a variety of questions. So You know, thank you again so much for taking the time.
You're welcome. Thank you. Take care.
All right. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. Do you have a colleague you'd like to see featured as our next Nurse on the Move? Email clinical editor@nursingcenter.com.